Don't you miss being in the States right now? A friend asked me last week. He was right. I wished I could hear those arguments about same-sex marriage happening live in the Supreme Court.
You're saying, no, state, there are two kinds of marriages. The full marriage and then the sort of skim milk marriage.
It just wasn't the same listening to the clips half a day later sputtering on my erratic internet. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. My friend asked, so what do you think the movement in India makes of all this? India's Supreme Court is yet to rule on the repeal of its anti-homosexuality law. But just because marriage equality isn't on the table yet does not mean a country like India doesn't have its own way of thinking about all these issues. Earlier this year, I was moderating a panel on gay writing at the Jaipur Literature Festival. One of the panelists was Devdutt Patnaik, who writes about Indian mythology. And one of his books is called The Pregnant King.
And with a title like that, you get a publisher instantly. And it's typical. He has three wives, and none of them are getting pregnant. So what does he do? He performs a yajna. And when he performs this great ritual, and a magic potion is created for the wives, he accidentally drinks it. And he becomes the pregnant king.
But then that boy Mamdhata wants to breastfeed, and the king is flummoxed. There's no mother around.
So what does he do? So he asks the gods, he looks at Indra, and they say milk flows in the veins of the gods. So Indra cut his finger and gave his thumb. And Mamdhata, he said, this is your breast.
And that's why children suck their thumbs. India is a conservative country, but its culture has always been much more complex and nuanced about gender.
But I came across a whole bunch of stories which spoke about men turning into women, women turning into men, and this whole notion of fluidity of gender started appearing.
The same-sex marriage hearing certainly made news here. The Times of India even ran a story about how India's laws might actually be ready for same-sex marriage. It turns out the Hindu Marriage Act and the Special Marriage Act, framed nearly 60 years ago, are already gender neutral. Chances are the framers just didn't imagine there could be marriage that was not of the heterosexual opposite sex kind. But Indians today are thinking about these things. At that same panel in Jaipur, writer Andrew Solomon was asked about his family.
My husband, who is here now, is the biological father of two children with some lesbian friends in Minneapolis, in the middle part of America. I have a daughter with a close college friend, and they live in Texas. She had been divorced but wanted to have a child, and I wanted to be the father of that child. And then we have a son who lives with us all the time, my husband and I, and who is in fact in Jaipur, though not at this particular session. And he is an egg donor, I'm the biological father, and our surrogate was the lesbian mother of John's two children in Minneapolis.
Andrew then boiled it down to something everyone could relate to.
For a long time, I perceived, and indeed I've written about this at length in the book, that there was a tension between two conflicting longings and desires that I had, one of which was to be true to my sexual identity and to be with someone to whom I was erotically attracted, and one of which was to be a parent. And I thought it was not possible to do both. When I was growing up, it was almost unimaginable that one could have children living in a gay relationship. And the society has shifted and changed in America profoundly to allow this to happen.
And that change will come to India too, eventually. It's true, just having laws that happen to be same-sex marriage ready isn't the same as having a society that's ready for same-sex marriage. But hey, as an activist friend said, just put it down to good karma and don't mess with it. For KALW in Kolkata, this is Sandeep Roy.